All this talk about the devil popping up, I've only got one guess for it, and that's going to be Adam Cole, baby. I think he will return as a heel, bringing back his Kingdom ROH Bullet Club theme song and faction. What are your thoughts?
I think that that sounds super lame, and I think that Adam Cole should come back as a lackey where he belongs, because then he can usurp a throne. The devil is very clearly CM Punk. And maybe I'm getting worked. Maybe I just want to believe that after all of these dog shit booking decisions, that Tony Khan and CM Punk have pulled off one of the best works in 20 plus years, 30 plus years. Honestly, of all time. You fucking fire someone as a work? That's some badass shit right there. CM Punk is nonstop doing shit. That's just like, he just posted something on a story today that's like, who's the guy behind the mask? Some fucking jabroni in WCW. I don't know. A guy could have been a legend. I have no idea who that man is. But he just keeps hinting at it. Danhausen, his buddy, keeps hinting at it. Every time that, you know, these devils show up and start doing some shit, Samoa Joe just pops up. He just spawns in. And what does that have to do with anything? Well, that's the man that CM Punk last feuded with for CM Punk's world title. CM Punk still has the AEW World Championship in his fucking refrigerator. You know? Tony Khan hasn't gotten it back. There hasn't been any word on that title. Hasn't retrieved it. Hasn't shown it on Collision or anything like that. So this is my theory. CM Punk is coming back. He's going to be the devil. And who are those lackeys? You know, they're looking a little skinny, and there's nothing wrong with that, especially in AEW. Somebody just went through some fucking glass. I think that the little devil lackeys are going to be Jack Perry himself. Because if you're bringing back CM Punk, you got to bring back Jack Perry. Because the only way for him to flop when he comes back is for CM Punk to come back without him. Because if he comes back and CM Punk is back, it's not going to look good unless they're together. The other people is going to be the fucking Young Bucks. Because everyone keeps saying, oh, they can't work together, they can't do this, they can't do that. Well, the Young Bucks fucking hate Kenny, and they hate Hangman now, which they should not hate Hangman. They should have left their match to go help Hangman, stop the guy who threw a shirt on his baby, regardless. They hate Hangman now, they hate Kenny. They're going to be working with CM Punk, and it's going to just shit on everybody who's been shitting on all of them, us, for the last year and a half. About all of this drama, it's going to squash all the beef at once. It's going to explode storylines out the wazoo. It's going to sell tickets on fucking Collision, on Dynamite. We're going to have a soft cam to look at, finally.
Soft cam. TM. Definitely got to trademark that.
There are four lackeys, I think. And that's enough room for Jack Perry, two Young Bucks, and an Adam Cole. You know? I love it. You throw a Samoa Joe in there as a fucking bruiser. You can have a dominant faction with a title for an MJF to just get destroyed by, to really run both shows. Like a real Invader faction that isn't really an Invader faction. It's just CM Punk, a real evil NWO-like faction that makes sense to destroy shit. You know, the Young Bucks are rightfully mad at whatever, Kenny Omega. And even they're like, oh, you're working with Chris Jericho? Like, we hate him. We hate this old timer because of personal beef. So we're going to go heel hypocrisy, work with this old timer that you hate, CM Punk. It all fits too perfectly. And if not, then he'll be at Survivor Series. So I'm pretty stoked.
Dude, magnificent take. What I took from that is you're 100% right that if that is exactly how it plays out, where it's CM Punk and Jack Perry and the Young Bucks, that legitimately does squash everything and every mark in the crowd, myself included, who is saying that they can't do long-term storytelling, will just be put in their place. But, you know, I'm a betting man, and I think that it's almost too perfect for Tony Khan to actually pull off that it will just end up being a scrawny little Adam Cole down there. But I really love the sugar glass like callback. If it was just Jack Perry, it would still be something, you know.
I think that if Jack Perry is the devil, that's like the worst outcome. Jack Perry's just going for MJF being the devil. It would be such a limp dick letdown. When do you think he comes back? Full gear? The devil is when the devil payoff is going to be, or you think they're going to wait till World's End?
I think that you'd have to capitalize on the momentum of people thinking he's going to show up at Survivor Series, that you just pull the trigger right at Full Gear this weekend.
Yeah. It would be so good. The way we all have to eat our words for Tony Khan being like, I've never been so afraid for my life at a wrestling show. The way we all just have to put a sock in our mouth because of it, for all the shit we gave Tony Khan. Oh my God, please, Tony Khan, save yourself. You get to just kick everybody in the throat so swiftly. You get to make everybody look like a jabroni after being a jabroni for 3 months straight. It's like the ultimate full counter.
There he is right there. Elias with a guitar to the shoulder of Jordan.
What do you got to say now, Corey?
About what? Elias just got himself disqualified.
I mean, you didn't say anything about Jason Jordan outside running all around using illegal tactics. You didn't say anything.
Welcome back to the Illegal Tactics Podcast. This is your host here, one of the two, Fiber of Foodie, reporting live from Queens, New York. What's up, Kev? How's Fort Collins, Colorado? Just triangulating our...
Bro is doxing us. What is good? All 20 fans are going to be able to find us. I mean, 20,000. We're such a big podcast. We probably rank so high on the charts.
20K.
20K. Yeah.
Yeah.
20
yeah,
Gs.
But, you know, this was a crazy week of wrestling. You know, it's always a lot of wrestling. I actually did watch some more AEW this week. I watched some Rampage. You know, I kind of dabbled in a little bit of Collision and stuff. And, you know, they got some cool stuff going on. We got Full Gear this weekend. Before we break down this week of wrestling, how was your week that was outside of the world of pro wrestling?
Dude, it was a baller-ass week. Good stuff. Working on some writing, working on hanging out with the kitties. My one little kitten got some shit on himself, and I spent the morning cleaning it up. It was some good stuff, but that's just what it means to be a cat dad. You know? Me and the valet been living it up. I got her some new glasses for her birthday. Ooh. She's loving them. Some fucking Versace's. So people, if you want to ball out, just become a goddamn wrestling podcaster and you can buy your girlfriend some Versace glasses. All right,
that's fucking epic. When was her birthday? Happy birthday to the valet.
Her birthday's on Friday, but you know, you need vision. You can't wait till your birth. You can't withhold vision for a birthday present. Sometimes you gotta go to the eye doctor and get some glasses.
I love that so much. You know, to better to watch some pro wrestling, some would say.
Exactly. Better to see you with my dear, Big Bad Wolf 2K23.
I mean, I just watched SmackDown just now. It's a
Me too.
Recording on a Sunday over
I
here.
I watched it this morning.
I love this episode of SmackDown.
It was
from top
so
to bottom.
Good. It was so good. It was. I love that it was focused on the women. You know, that it was like focused on Damage Control. Because Damage Control been simmering, right? They've been chilling. They've been simmering. But now they're cooking. They're cooking with fucking fire. They're cooking with spice. They got some hoisin sauce in there. They're fucking going and going.
I mean, Damage Control was definitely one of the highlights. Because just like you said, they've been positioned in such a good spot for so long. But have yet to like really push that envelope of like, you know, just being like main event.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. They're just not main event. They were just one rung below. And, you know, thanks to EO being the women's champion, it kind of teeters them on that. But dude, just like you said, that hoisin sauce, that fucking five spice, some would say,
that gochujang
pushes them. pushes. I'm Asian. It's okay. You know, we can talk like this. But you know, you can definitely make the argument that now it's finally confirmed main event Damage Control. Bayley, EO Sky, Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, and Asuka, apparently.
When they came out, I was like, wow, all they needed was two super hype beast Japanese girls. And then they added a third? I was like, god damn! The drip is too powerful! I want a drip off between Damage Control and the Bobby Prophets.
Oh my God, the drip would be insane.
The drip would be insane. Leave Bailey and Dakota at home. We just need our top players. It's just the most hype, like American Italian suits versus the most hype, like Japanese streetwear. It would be fucking. It would be so dope.
Yeah, that'd be too much drip for one room. But no, I love this. I mean, we talked about this last week when Kairi Sane returned at Crown Jewel. And, you know, we put it all together already, even though we had a couple members off of the Black Lotus thing. But I love this even more because it's like you can telegraph it all you want that, you know, the three Japanese Joshi women's wrestlers, the greatest of all time, will split away from Damage Control. But this is like, you know, you plant the seeds. You got to let that shit matter first. Even if it is for 2 weeks, you know, they turn in the War Games match or something like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, what do you think is going to happen at Survivor Series? Because now you have what? It's just Charlotte and Bianca on the women's side. When you have, assuming that Dakota Kai isn't going to be ready, or maybe she will be by War Games. You got Dakota, Io, Bailey, Kairi and Asuka in a 5 women versus 2. Who would you put together if they were going to do either a Survivor Series match or a War Games match?
Well, they clearly planted the seed for Shotzi, right? And shout out Shotzi for the dopest hair in the game right now. With the fucking Liberty Spikes go so hard. Who else is on SmackDown? That's like almost all of the women right there. That's like the 7 top players. I don't think Dakota is going to be cleared. So luckily, okay. I don't think we have to worry about that. But who else is... I would love to know even who's on SmackDown. I don't know.
I mean, some could say that if we don't get a CM Punk return at Survivor Series because he shows up at Full Gear or Dynamite or anything like that, I mean, this could also be a... if you only got one spot to fill...
Becky?
You got two... No, I was going to say like 2 people that haven't really done anything in a while. And that could either be 1, Jade Cargill, debut on SmackDown, right into that main event with plenty of women to work with, plenty of women that could carry her. Or you could just have a returning Mercedes Moné. Don't even call her Sasha Banks. Just call her Mercedes Moné. And I feel like that shit could also be very, you know, instantly just inserted right there into the SmackDown women's main event. But because, you know, Kairi came back. She was famously known to work with Kairi a lot during her New Japan run.
Mm-hmm.
And if these bridges can be mended, especially now that Triple H is now 1,000% in charge. Because, you know, when she left, that was like the tail end of Vince's thing. And if she came back anytime from then, it was still pretty fresh. But Triple H has been, you know, steering this ship for well over a year now. And I think... either one of those two. What are your thoughts? Jade Berg or Mercedes Moné?
I would much prefer Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné. I don't think Jade Berg is the move because I think the heel should go over. And I think also it just stacks the baby faces too heavy. I just think,
well,
you're making this new faction. And when you have a new faction like that, when you have a faction in general, the faction should win. This is like... The good guys are a group of individual, independent egos that shouldn't jive as well as one faction. The faction should always win. The Bloodline, the Judgment Day, factions should always win when it's faction versus individual egos. Even if they're like more powerful individuals, the faction should have better, smoother, cooperative attacks. And they should be better at winning team battles.
That's where they should thrive. But, you know... It's almost like, I mean, you could say that about anything. And you also put into account that I don't think, personally, the addition of Asuka, especially now, and Kairi is going to last that long. It could definitely be, you know, they turn, just like Asuka turned on Bianca at Survivor Series and break up Damage Control. Because, you know, how long do you want, like, a 6-person women's faction to really, you know,
well,
run roughshod?
They're going to get rid of the white people, first of all. But do we forget that Kairi and Asuka were our women's tag team champions for, like, a year? That they had a dominant reign as entertaining, powerful, dominant women's tag team champions? The first team to make those titles mean something. Until Sasha and Naomi got those titles. Mm-hmm. Probably two of the three only teams to make those titles mean something.
I mean, yeah, even Sasha and Bayley during the pandemic era,
yeah,
feuding with them. But could be something. I mean, I'm stoked for it. I'd love this injection of life. We always talk about how the women's division on SmackDown has a lot of players, but they're not really like doing much with them. And I feel like aside from Charlotte floating around and Bianca kind of floating around, this gives them all, it's like that big faction feel that it just feels like Triple H's formula is like you put a group of people together and you have them dominate for months and then you got stars. You got so many stars, mm-hmm. You know?
That's what factions are supposed to do, you know? That's the Wu-Tang Clan method. That was the point of it all.
I love that. You know, speaking of Wu-Tang, we'll see.
Santos we're mentioning Escobar.
Sure, we can go there. No, actually, no, we'll do my thing. You were mentioning the drip of the Bobby Prophets, you know? I love the new found charisma and swagger of Montez and Dawkins. Dude, that suit was incredible.
On Montez?
Even Dawkins, man, that cream suit was pretty clean.
Kevin Owens disagrees. He was not impressed with Dawkins' yeah. suit, and he loved Montez's.
I love that. And that match was fucking awesome, specifically probably because Kevin Owens was on commentary just like popping his little mark brain for 2006 Carlito versus Bobby Lashley, like me, yeah. You know? That match was so good. He was so good on commentary, and you know, Montez and Dawkins have just been, I've said it. It's like, you know, like they just need like little tweaks, and it's okay that they're taking their time. They're slowly evolving. The Bobby Prophets stock is going up and up and up. What are your thoughts?
I am loving the Street Lashleys. I only have the highest hopes for them. And I think that it's okay that Montez Ford is taking his time. Like we've said before, the top is bloated. Montez Ford is 33. I don't think he's put all the heel pieces together yet. You know, he has a lot of the babyface pieces together, but I don't think he has them all, you know, and I think if he got shot to the top way too quick, it would actually hurt him, like almost like a Drew McIntyre, like an early Drew McIntyre. And then people would be like, oh, maybe he's not ready. I think that the more you keep him away, it just makes people want it more. Nobody's going to be like, oh, well, we missed our chance. If you wait, you just keep waiting. People are like, he's underrated. He's good. He deserves it. And we just keep waiting and waiting until, like, once he gets that shot, everyone's going to be hyped. And then he is good and exceeds expectations. That's what people want. That's going to be fucking sick.
Agreed. You know, good or bad, as long as Montez Ford is on TV and we can see the growth of his character and see him evolve into... I completely agree that, you know, he's got babyface downlock. Once he unlocks his heel powers and his heel repertoire, once he flips back, it's going to be an amazing babyface push. And I think this was on Cheap Heat. Shout out Cheap Heat, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Peter Rosenberg. Shout out to the show, Dipperstein, Friday Day Dip.
I think... Somebody sent an email and they were discussing, you know, inserting Carmelo Hayes into the Bobby Prophets, the Street Lashleys, and that way in turn kicking out Montez Ford down the line. And I think if that's the story that they want to tell, that could be really, really good. Especially if you can also find a way to incorporate a debut of Trick Williams on the main roster. Mm-hmm. I would fucking love that, you know? Like Trick Williams and Montez Ford, dude.
Great. Are you still so not good. Sold on Carmelo, or are you now?
I mean, after this the downfall of Carmelo Hayes is what I like to call it in my Mark brain. It's really good stuff. It's now that Dirty Dom is he still the North American champion?
Yes,
he still is. But you know, his stuff, he's kind of shifted his feud from I don't know who he's feuding with. I guess Trick Williams and Ilya Dragunov and all that stuff. And then he's kind of doing, who the fuck's he feuding with? Nathan Frazier. He's not really doing anything. Wesley. But so now my sole focus of watching NXT is for Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams feud. I want to see this shit happen so bad.
So let me ask you something on the Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes feud. According to my sources, I have many. The Lexus King segment of the feud, which I did not see, but according to my sources, it was unanimously dog shit. Can you confirm that Lexus King bombed his insertion into this main event feud, his big chance to be charismatic, just absolutely fumbled the bag, disappointed his dead father?
You know, as the resident NXT watcher of this podcast, I will say this. Yes.
He did disappoint his dead father.
He stunk up the place. Everybody, so many memes of the, oh, brother, this guy stinks after, like, his promo. It's just, like, he's getting kind of, this is also not specifically from last week. I don't know if you watched his Halloween Havoc interview in the back where he was, like, super horny. That's the only way I could describe it. To the announce lady, he just kept hitting on her and, like, being, like, a really weird, cringy sleazeball character. Mm-hmm. So when he came out to interrupt the confrontation between Carmelo and Trick Williams. I just, the way that he said stuff, it sounded like he was, like, rubbing his fingers together, you know, his hands together as he was saying everything, and, like, it was very cringy. I'll send you some clips later. But I do appreciate him being inserted right there to arguably upper mid-card main event spot, you know, immediately. And, you know, I can only blame Tony Khan for not letting this guy practice on the mic as much as he was in AEW.
That's so, you know, not true. It was Shawn Michaels' decision to put him in this position.
No, of course. But I'm saying, like, you know, to Brian Pillman Jr., Lexus King's defense, everybody's got to start somewhere. It's not... That's still pretty good. You know, in NXT, if his peak is up there, I'll allow it. I'm still going to tune in, and maybe that's why the Brian Pillman Jr. Lexus King videos are popping off, is because people are like, this guy fucking sucks. This guy is so bad, but hey, I'm letting him cook.
Yeah.
Literally his third day on the job.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know? We gotta let him cook. Dom fucking sucked at first.
I would say, like, not really.
Pandemic Dom?
Always loved him. Oh, yes. Babyface, like, white meat babyface.
Yeah,
Dom.
Like, yeah, reality star Dom with, like, his sister and his mom. Come on.
Yeah.
That dude stinks. Then different he had that banger-ass match with Seth at SummerSlam, which everybody seems to forget. I'll never forget. That match fucking ruled.
Oh, I've got a perfect transition here, because this is one solution I think that they can do on NXT and to Lexus King in general, is zoom in. Zoom in on the camera, get a really nice tight shot, because on SmackDown, when they ran back Dragon Lee versus Cedric Alexander 2, that's what I noticed. I don't know if you picked up on that at all. That shit was so zoomed in, because I know how small Cedric Alexander is, but he looked like fucking Swerve. He looked like Swerve Strickland by the time he was zoomed in on. And it made him and Dragon Lee, like, kind of, they looked like stars, basically, you know, because, like, dude, we can see all the great wrestling, all the flippy shit from AEW. They got 3 TV shows of that. But when you present them as stars, and I feel like presentation is everything. If you ever watch those clips back, you'll see how fucking it looks like Cedric Alexander is, like, 6 feet tall and a heavyweight, you know, like, are you stoked, though, on Dragon Lee and the way that they're booking him on SmackDown?
I wouldn't say stoked, but I'll let them cook. You know, I'll see what this guy has to offer. People are always saying, you know, like, it seems like we actually have a new generation of luchadors right now between Dragon Lee, between Dominic Mysterio, and between Santos Escobar. And I haven't seen it with Santos Escobar until today. I've seen it with Dominic Mysterio since that match with Seth Rollins. So that's like 2-3 years now. And Dragon Lee, I mean, he has good matches, so we'll see. He's the only one in a mask, which I appreciate. I'll let him cook. Shit, man.
No, agreed.
Can he cut a promo?
I think he will be there because he can speak a little English better than some of the other luchadors that they've tried to push in the past.
Leave Andrade alone. Andrade
I love Andrade.
Beautiful. He's a beautiful man. He has a beautiful family, and he's amazing in the ring.
I know. If he just did a couple more hours of Duolingo a day,
dude, I think he was in intensive English courses when he was in NXT. I don't think anything is happening to that accent. It's too thick. It's too thick and beautiful. Yeah, my I queen know. Charlotte. Man. There's nothing that can be done about this accent.
Dude, but I'm stoked for Dragon Lee because, you know, Rey Mysterio is winding down in his career. He is already a Hall of Famer. And yeah, I appreciate that he came in at the right time where it's like you can get the Rey Mysterio rub as the legit next Rey Mysterio. You know, they tried to do it with, you know, Sin Cara, with Kalisto, Samurai Del Sol, but it almost, you know, Rey Mysterio was still alive and well, you know? And stem cells aside, Rey is on the tail end of his career.
I know.
1 or 2 years max, you know?
You think 2 years max? He's still going better than most people.
As long as he's feeling good, I don't need much from Rey. You know, you don't got to do those crazy moves, but that's what I can appreciate. And also, you know,
I think he's got 7 years. He's 48. I think he's got 7 years if he wants to.
If he wants to.
That's the thing.
Those knees, though. We'll see what technology's up to then. But maybe not after this last Friday night, where we did have the turn of the cinch. LWO is fractured butthole. It's, you know, Santos Escobar fucking came out of those gates. He turned on Rey twice, I think.
He turned on him twice. Yeah, it was crazy that the turn didn't happen at first. It was also very... So there was something about the turn that was very gay-coded to me, you know?
Him saying, like, it's supposed to be us, supposed
to be us,
him.
Not him. Know? And then, like, attacking him and then, like, feeling bad and then, like, attacking him again. I was like, bro, you gay for Rey Mysterio, bro. I was like, you want him. You just want to be in a club with him because you're too afraid to kiss him.
Dude, this was also perfectly done. When they opened the show and they had Carlito just immediately just being like, why are you mad at Logan Paul?
The only voice of reason.
Yeah. And dude, with that Puerto Rican accent, when he was pointing those fingers at Santos Escobar, I was like, holy shit, man. This is like the perfect feud because, you know, LWO has ran its course. You know, you cash that bag, the cash cow, you can still sell those shirts for as long as you want, you know? But Santos, like, we gotta evolve. We gotta do something. And everybody was saying, you know, it was weird when you first added Santos to the LWO because he was basically a heel in NXT with Legado and they just kind of flipped him over. But he's built all that trust with Rey, you know, and for the fans, you know, people are chanting LWO when he's throwing up the signs and stuff, and now you can really let him cook. I'm a big Santos Escobar fan. I feel like you know this ever since back in NXT when he first debuted. So I'm super excited. You could definitely have him and the fake Latino guy and Cruz del Toro basically do a damage control where they kind of just leave Rey and Carlito, and then you can throw Dragon Lee in, and then you got 3v3s.
What are your thoughts? I love that. I love that. And that'll build up fucking Dragon Lee, man. Oh, that's mm-hmm. so good. And then also the guys that are with Santos just don't matter. I can't believe they didn't turn.
Yeah.
They were like, no, this is so sad. Oh, come on, turn, man. And get Zelina Vega over there too. Remake the original faction.
Zelina Vega, I thought that was chef's kiss. When she started crying, I was like, man, they got something going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's something cooking right here on SmackDown. Okay.
Hold on 1 second. There? I need to do something about this, son.
Sure.
I'm so sorry.
You know, I was kind of digging it. It was very, like, ethereal. Ethereal?
It's been, you know, just in my face. It's been burning me up.
It looked like it. But let's see. What else happened on SmackDown? Oh, fucking Logan Paul, U.S. champion. Did you see that clip where he said specifically Triple H told him, do not fuck in the belt. Do
what?
Not fuck in the U.S. title.
No, yeah. There's a clip of Triple H saying don't fuck in the belt.
It's Logan Paul saying the story.
Of
when he first won the belt, that's like the first thing that Triple H said to him.
I don't know how cautious they've been about people not fucking in the belt, you know?
Logan Paul, greatest wrestler of all time. I hope he shows up on SmackDown. Tyreek did send in the group chat that he is officially retired from boxing. I did also read that in my Daily Mail Snapchat news. So it is legit. Our United States champion could be, you know, popping up a little bit more and more. Do you want to see more of Logan Paul on WWE TV?
I mean, yes and no. I love Logan Paul, but do I want to see more of him? I don't know. I feel like he's one of the few people where I want to see just like a little bit of him. You know, I want him to feel special. I don't want to see Logan Paul every week. I want him to be like Roman. I want him to be like, oh, we're dying to see this guy. I want him to hold the title hostage. You know, I want it to mean something when somebody steals it from him. And he feels like a special attraction. It feels like, fuck, he's finally here. Somebody go get him. Somebody go beat the shit out of him. You know? I wish he wasn't retiring from boxing. I don't watch his matches, but I feel like it adds something to have him be like a boxer.
Yes, I agree. But I think I could be wrong, but I want to say I don't think he's ever lost in his like 20 boxing matches. And I don't know how close he was in the last one, but I mean, like, you might as well go out on top. You still got that, you know, you can protect that shit so well in WWE. So it doesn't matter. He will have those, you know, steel screws and plates in his fist for the rest of his WWE career for that one lucky punch.
Mm-hmm. And he can lose infinite times in WWE and it doesn't matter. But one loss in boxing and it's like, oh, well, now you lost.
Mm-hmm. All that equity, all that stock goes down. So he went out on top.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I agree. I don't want to see him on weekly TV. I would love if it's like a Gunther type beat where he's just kind of like flexing his title around. And, you know, there's a bunch of people trying to get elevated by earning their shot against Logan Paul. I mean, he did say he was a free agent. He said he could pop up on any show anywhere with that U.S. title. So shout out to Logan Paul, the greatest of all time.
You should go hang out with Dom.
Dude, do you see that fucking text
that
I sent
of
him?
Him like holding up Dominic Mysterio's name? They should have him and Dom hanging out. That would be so awesome.
Tag team coming soon. Dude, for sure.
If they become tag champs, that would be amazing.
Let's see. So I think that's about it on SmackDown. Let's jump over to some things from Raw, unless you have something.
No, once they destroy the Judgment Day, that's what Dom's gonna do. It's gonna be Dom, Rhea, and Logan Paul.
Dude, those videos will go viral. 100%.
100%. Those are their two biggest stars in WWE, Rhea Ripley and Logan Paul. And Dominic Mysterio.
Facts. But, you know, over on Raw, I want to get your thoughts kind of on the world title picture. You know, we had Sami Zayn and Seth Rollins with an awesome promo again. I feel like they are really cooking with Sami. I feel like every week he's screaming his heart out about how much he wants to be world champion. And, you know, he got his match. Did you at all get worked thinking that he was going to win?
A little bit. I thought it would have been
me too. Yeah,
dude. I thought like, first of all, he got treated like a jabroni because he's like, I want to beat a real champion, not a compromised champion, and then he lost clean. But whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to like shit on how like weak his opponent is, and then to lose clean anyway. I thought it would have been so awesome if he cheated to win, like kicked Seth in the nuts, turned heel.
Come on.
Listen, right, and then got cashed in on, and then lost, and then the Judgment Day, and Damian's like, you sold yourself out, you became somebody that you're not just to win a title, and now you don't even have it, you're the worst, you're a pathetic loser.
See, that doesn't work for me, brother, that's what I'm just gonna say, just because I do love that idea. I would have loved if he did, like you said, not been a jabroni and beat a 50% Seth Rollins for the title and then got cashed in on. That shit would have pushed him to babyface of the century. I think, you know, that all that sympathy, and then Seth can do whatever, you know, take some time off again. But you know, they're really trying to protect Seth
doesn't have a hurt
title.
Back. This is all a fucking psyop. I don't know what the point is, but
it's a gimmick now. It's a gimmick.
It's just like, know? It's not real. It's just something Shinsuke said and they ran with it. Why do we all think he had a hurt back? It's just something Shinsuke. Why do we trust Shinsuke? This man is a liar.
The kinesio tape deal that, you know, they got to keep putting on his back. But no, I mean, I think it's great because the more people want Seth Rollins to lose, the better it's going to be. Because just like you said, he's faced like five dudes. Like, there's no way that if Seth Rollins is going to go down as one of the greatest of all time, and whatever happens with Roman, let's say that they don't get to cross paths in that way where Seth gets to beat Roman, then you gotta kind of forge your own, you know, kind of history-making niche thing for Seth Rollins. And I think that the longer you keep the title on Seth, the more the marks will get mad. And the better the payoff is when somebody comes along and chops him down and, you know, raises that belt in Berlin.
Isn't it so weird? Oh, facts and based, by the way, Gunther beating Seth. Fuck yeah. Isn't it so weird that people are mad that Seth hasn't dropped the title yet? What do you mean?
It is.
It's like,
it is.
It's a brand new title. Don't you want it to mean something? What, do you want him to drop it next week? People
as a
are so fucking like, stupid. They're so fickle. You know, fickle fans. They're just like, oh, well, he should have dropped it by now. I thought like he would just like lose it and trade it all the time. Why? You want to mean nothing like the U.S. champion did for fucking the last 20 years? Shut up, idiots.
I mean, as one of these fickle fans, I am just trying to get all of my favorite wrestlers that I mark out for to be in the history books. I want Finn to win the world title. I want Sammy to win.
Finn
won. I want Drew to win. I want, you know, Shinsuke to win. I want all these people just to kind of do something cool. But it's okay, because like a Shinsuke, like a Finn, we'll see what happens with Drew. All these people who are taking losses to Seth Rollins 2-3 times in a row are being put in prominent spots. I mean, Finn is in a better spot than he's ever been after losing. Shinsuke, even though it's not the main event, in a way better spot. He's still, dude, that match with Tozawa, unironic 5-star match of the week. Just him, just decimating him, just absolutely destroying him. Amazing. And we'll, you know, keep these people there in the back pocket. We'll see when we need them, but
these
they are
people?
Legitimate.
Weird thing to say yes. After Shinsuke Tozawa match, but go off, I guess.
But, War Games.
War
Speaking
Games.
Of Finn, let's go back.
Dude,
you know, did
I
you
love
like
that it's not brand warfare that's like pointless, that they went with like an actual storyline. Even though they were trying to make a brand warfare storyline with like the Nick Aldis, Adam Pearce thing, I wonder if they scrapped it or if they're going to do something else for the brand warfare. But I really like that Judgment Day is running Raw, so they're doing like a coalition of Raw babyfaces versus the Judgment Day. I think that's perfect.
Yeah, me too. And Cody, you know, it's his first full-time year that he's been back. You got to have him do War Games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of like what you said. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to do a traditional Survivor Series match, because there's still some time. There's like the women who could do one of those matches. So I am really glad that it's the Babyface Coalition versus the Judgment Day. But do you think that they're going to get... What is it? JD, Damian, Finn, Dom. Is it going to be 5-on-5, you think? Or you think it's just going to stay 4-on-4?
Like, I think
will they
stay
need
four
extra,
on four.
One extra member?
I think that's okay. A perfect amount of people. I don't think you need a fifth.
Okay, well, okay, okay.
Who else would you get for Judgment Day? Drew?
Could do Drew. Definitely.
It but just I, feels you know, like Drew's right. Chance to join like... Judgment Day has passed.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with Drew. You know, he showed up to the arena and drove off. Any thoughts what they could do with him?
I don't know. I don't know that I care. He can do something Facts. To make me care. 100%. I just don't know that I do right now. And then who are the good guys? Jay, Sammy, Seth, and Cody?
Yeesh.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I think
Why
that's pretty solid.
Fifth?
That's
yeah,
good.
I don't think we need a fifth.
But yeah, speaking of Judgment Day, they had a phenomenal match with the New Day. Shout out to the New Day. I really want to see them
come back
in the main event again.
Yeah,
they could just heat them up enough right now so that Rumble time, boom, Big E's back. Faction. Warfare.
They need to be right at the precipice of winning the titles, and then like Xavier Woods gets injured, quote unquote. They're like, no, what are we going to do? We can't fight this match. We're going to have to forfeit. And then... Don't you dare be sour. Clap for the world famous. And then Big E comes out and then the crowd explodes.
I'm guessing Big E return at the Rumble.
Yeah.
It's in Florida. It's right there. Why not? It's time. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love it. I just don't think the Rumble is the spot for Big E. I think saving the New Day is the spot for Big E. You know,
saving his boys.
Rumble's great, agreed, but it's agreed. Like, come on. The Big E singles run stuff is, It's in the past right now. You gotta save his boys.
Yeah, he's been gone for too long that you gotta, like, really make it count. And no bigger pop than saving Kofi and Woods, for sure.
You know what would be awesome, though? A Big E singles run where Triple H books it.
Like you said, I think it's in the past now. So,
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Singles run, maybe for the IC title. Perfect segue to the IC Fatal 4-Way match. Actually, this was the 5-star match of the week. I don't know what I was saying. This match fucking rules.
Big Ivar guy. Singles push. Oh my god, I can't believe this.
Come on, him and Ricochet, they can PWG it all they want. I'll watch that shit all day.
Jesus, you know? Christ.
And Bronson Reed, oh my, he can move. God. Come on, stop the Miz.
The Miz, see?
Over.
Get your AEW bullshit, flippy PWG garbage out of here. All right, we're here for the Miz. Dude. You know what I loved about this match? This is going to be the markiest take of it all. That the ref did a shoot count. And didn't be like, oh, well, the storyline was for the two people to kick out or to win at the same time, so that's what I'm going to go with. No, he did a fucking shoot count and didn't matter that Ricochet was all confused, you know, and kicked out accidentally and was just like, well, the Miz wins because Ricochet kicked out. Wasn't like, well, Ricochet did it after three, even though he didn't, and just did his fucking job, which I really appreciate, unlike some other refs in AEW, Rick Knox.
Mm-hmm. And dude, like, Miz deserves it. I mean, we knew this match was going to happen anyway. It doesn't matter if they had to axe it 1 week earlier because they were going to do an Ivar versus Miz match, but
they're going to have it anyway.
They're still going to have it. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I'm talking about equity a lot recently, and the Miz, dude, the monster pops he was getting as a babyface and just put it on clinics. This guy can wrestle. He's so good.
He's doing the John Cena World Tour. He's going to be like, look, I can do all the flippy shit. He's going to pull out a 450. In the coming weeks, everyone's going to lose their shit.
Against Gunther, and he just gets chopped out of the air. I would love that.
Oh, my God. Breaks his neck.
I'm going to run through a couple things. Stop me if you want to. Becky Lynch gets attacked by Xia Li, and then Xia Li shows up on NXT to challenge Lyra Valkyria. We got Zoe Starks winning that Battle Royal. She will now face Rhea Ripley.
Okay.
Great. And I think the only thing over here is the NWA deal definitely didn't go through after that cocaine spot, allegedly, or it could have been other things. It could have been NXT all along. But when they move NXT there, I'm hearing now they're going to move Raw to FX, and they're going to move SmackDown to USA. So interesting stuff could be around the corner.
I hope that if NXT goes to the CW, we get a Supernatural crossover and we get Sam and Dean on NXT for next year's Halloween Havoc.
I don't know anything that's happening on
the
CW anymore.
If we get the Impala pulling up on the NXT stage, it's going to be heat.
Carry On My Wayward Son plays,
dude,
and Kenny Omega comes out.
Carry On My Wayward Son? That'd be so fucking fire. Are you kidding me?
NXT debut of
the Young
Kenny
Bucks,
Omega.
Yeah, the Elite. Yeah. They come out of the Impala. Crazy. I'm popping and popping. Everybody's going to go insane because they're like, the Elite shouldn't be on NXT, but I'm going to be like, oh, Kenny has a cool leather jacket on.
Yeah, I would watch it. That would break a million, for sure.
Dude,
for sure, for sure.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, speaking of Elite, we got Full Gear a week from this Saturday. And, I mean, before we jump into the card, is there anything that stood out to you this week from AEW?
Besides the Devil stuff? Oh, no.
Here's one question that I want to ask before. Who in AEW right now do you think could benefit from... Who in AEW could benefit? To jumping over to WWE at this moment?
Edge. If he just wants to be Edge, just go back to WWE, man.
No, get him out of there. Stay away, cancer. Come on. Adam. get out of here. I'm thinking, dude, I mean, we were just talking about LWO. Dude, fucking throw Penta in WWE. He needs a fresh coat of paint. I feel like he's reached the ceiling as a single star and a tag team star in AEW, that if you just booked him right and him just being evil as shit to just go against Dragon Lee, that would be fucking awesome, you know?
You know what would be really interesting? If they actually let the gas build behind him, let the fire get stoked behind him, Eddie Kingston. I don't know that they ever would, but it would be really interesting to see if he could be his own little LA Knight, you know?
I think he's got to put on a couple pounds of muscle.
I don't know. Until then. He connects with people because of the way he looks. Because he looks like a fucking, you know, slob.
Slob confirmed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, come on, dude. He's like Mick Foley.
We already got a, you know, Kevin Owens has got that role.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Looks pretty great.
That's why the people love him. He's the people's champ. And then it gives something.
How this gives him something for
people to shit on. You know, they're like, "Look at you, you fucking slob." And he's like,
"Okay, I don't know if that's what they know? Want."
It's like Eight Mile. He hits him with like the end of the 8 Mile rap. He's like, "You're gonna call me a slob?" He says everything first, and then he hits him back. It's come on, dude. He does not need to look like everybody else to get over.
I don't know.
Also, you think Eddie Kingston's gonna get buff?
No, that's why I don't think he's ever going to go.
Well, I don't think he's ever going
to
go. He just signed a 4-year deal with AEW. I'm just saying. It would be very interesting to see.
You know who should go? Is Keith motherfucking Lee. Not the influencer.
No,
because
he's like Eddie Kingston. He can.
It might be harder.
Swerve.
But he can. Swerve, too. But Swerve can cook a little bit more. But I wanted to ask you, speaking of Keith Lee, did you pop at all for him absolutely jobbing to Samoa Joe for the title?
Just for
the mid-card title in a secondary company that nobody watches. Just for him to be like, I'm good, and Samoa Joe vacates it. Crazy.
Did I pop for that?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what the storyline is. Did Keith Lee, like, bitch slap Tony Khan backstage? Is that the storyline? Is Keith
maybe he
Lee
wants out of his
fired?
Contract and he's getting punished. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, maybe. Just bring
That's
him
crazy.
On as Bearcat Keith Lee.
Like, there are so many different ways that you could have had Joe drop that title. You know, you could have had a multi-man match. You could have had him relinquish it before, you know, burying Keith Lee. I feel like, or you could have just had Keith Lee win. You know, why not? Throw some shenanigans in there, you know?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different ways to do it. It was very strange, and it's also like, there are people in AEW who carry multiple titles all the time. Why is this any different that he's like, I don't want this mid-card internet subscription jabroni title.
Yeah.
I just want the
it's
real
the television one. Title. It's not the streamer title.
What TV channels are ROH on? Tell me. Anyway, so like, but hey, I'm all for a main event Samoa Joe because it's not Jay White for me. I've said this before. I do not care about the Bang Bang Gang. What about you?
Ooh, Gun Club to WWE. Boom.
Ooh, yeah. Damn. Gun Club to NXT.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, a year in NXT and then send them up to the main roster. I don't want them waiting away in NXT for too long. I think, honestly, I think they're main event ready. Not main event ready, I'm sorry, but main roster ready. But a coat of paint in NXT would be nice.
For sure. For sure.
I love Colton's look. Is he the taller one?
I think so. I'm more of an Austin guy.
Dude, he looks like a stand user.
He does.
He
yeah,
looks
I
like a
so.
Part 6 JoJo character, like, confirmed.
Oh, yeah. Especially with, like, the crop top Shawn Michaels
Dude,
entrance
like, the,
gear.
The,
with
the cow gear on.
Yeah, yeah,
it's, like,
yeah.
crazy.
Stand users confirmed, for sure.
Big time.
Speaking about big time, are you a big Mariah May fan?
I have no idea who that is.
She is All Elite. Neither do I, but apparently she's, from what I got from it, she is also a Australian person who went to Japan to kind of follow Toni Storm's path, and that's why she's here, is for Timeless Toni Storm.
Oh, hell yeah. Timeless Toni Storm, by the way, has been killing it.
What's your favorite part about, is it the butler? Is it Luther the butler?
It's not Luther the butler. It's the mid-Atlantic accent. It's the black and white, and it's the just the batshit insanity, you know? My least favorite part is that she wanted the title from Saraya, and then Saraya just dropped it to Hikaru Shida for no reason. But whatever. Just have her beat Hikaru Shida. Just give her the title. Have this crazy bitch just having the title in that. Have her bring back the old title, too. I think that would be so funny. Because it would fit her aesthetic so hard. You know?
The tiny Rio title? Yeah,
yeah,
throwback.
Yeah. Vintage-looking title.
I mean, that's, 5 feet away from being TNA. But I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It would work for her. And then when somebody beats her, they could do that whole, like, Kofi Kingston moment of, like, when Big E, like, unveiled the original title because they had to get it back from Bryan Danielson when he had, like, the world's, like, the major savior title.
Yeah, that one would be good. Speaking of Bryan Danielson, it is confirmed he will face Kazuchika Okada at Wrestle Kingdom 18 in January. Are you stoked for this match? I mean, this is where he puts Okada over, right? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, he already beat Okada. So,
twice.
Yeah. So it would be nice to, job to him. Either way, that match is going to be fucking, like, 10 stars. That's what I'm excited for.
Same. We're going to have to restart our PayPal subscription for New Japan for a month.
We're
going
to have
that.
To restart a fucking GoFundMe for Daniel Bryan's health expenses. Birdie Danielson's fucking school expenses. Dad croaks in Japan.
The spongy neck fund, for sure.
spongy neck
but,
fund.
Speaking of Wrestle Kingdom, we also get Ospreay versus Mox versus somebody else in a three-way for the title, which is whatever, but 2024 is coming up. Ospreay is saying that his contract is gonna be up. Where do you think he's gonna be going
WWE.
As of right now? That was fast.
Yeah, I think so.
Rumble?
I don't know if his contract is up by then. I don't know what date his contract, but generally New Japan contracts, from what I can tell, seem to end in time for the Rumble.
Yeah. I think so, too. And I feel like I said in the group chat where, like, it's got AJ Styles written all over it. I could be wrong, but I want to say AJ wrestled that Wrestle Kingdom the same January he debuted in the Rumble.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Would be a perfect timeline for Will Ospreay and WWE.
Mm-hmm.
You have him show up at the Rumble. You have him just cook for 6 months, and then you also have him beat Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
easy world title right there.
Seth or Gunther.
Oh, yeah, for the IC title?
Yeah.
Whew. That shit. If that was Ospreay versus Gunther in Bash at Berlin, that also would go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then this dude would do what? All in 1 year and then Berlin the next year? That would be a great career for
Will
Ospreay.
There's nothing for him to do in AEW. It's just like...
Look at Jay White.
Yeah. Unless this CM Punk storyline comes through and starts filling up all of these arenas up until January, like, there's no reason for Ospreay to go to AEW. There just isn't.
Yeah.
Unless he really just wants to wrestle the way he's wrestling. He won't be able to do that in WWE.
Yeah, that's true. But I think,
if he wants to make the bag for his kid, he should go to WWE. You want to make that fucking shmoney, honey? WWE. Granted, Tony Khan will probably give him a blank check. He's like, please don't sign with WWE. I'll do anything.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, in the long run, WWE's the move. You don't have to kill yourself and kill your body for the bag.
Leave Darby alone, okay? That's his art.
Well, speaking of Darby, you want to get into some Full Gear predictions before we get out of here?
Sir.
Run down the card?
Were you just saying that it's Moxley versus Orange Cassidy versus Will Ospreay at Full Gear?
No. At Wrestle Kingdom, it's going to be like Wrestle Kingdom, it's Mox, Ospreay, and I want to say somebody from the Bullet Club, maybe David Finlay or something, for the UK NJPW US title.
Oh, that's boring. Just the third person.
At Full Gear, we got
sounds fun.
Yeah. I wish it was a singles match. That would be definitely a better
versus
marquee.
Like New Japan Moxley, Heat.
Oh yeah, Death Rider Mox.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, at Full Gear we got Orange Cassidy versus John Moxley 2. This is going to be the rematch, since, you know, I did love Orange Cassidy's promo saying that, you know, he didn't get to beat him for the title. He beat Phoenix, the transitional champion, and so this is kind of sets up that match without really doing much. Who is your pick for this? Are you enjoying this feud?
I completely blanked. I'm sorry. I'm marking this card.
Mox and OC for the international title.
Oh, it's going to be Mox. They're going to, because Tony Khan can't pivot, so he's just going to restart this from the beginning. he's just redoing it. He's like, oh, I'm just going to reset. He just threw it on Phoenix, and he's just going to restart. Is whatever storyline he had planned, it's starting again from here as at zero.
That's so funny. Zawardo. That's just Full Gear. Yeah. It's just, you know, turn no, back the clock.
It's not Zawardo. It's Bites the Dust.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Bites the Dust.
It's going right back to the beginning. Tony Khan's, you know, fan confirmed.
I agree. I think that Mox, I'm sold on that one. I really want Mox to do it just so that it could be like Groundhog Day all over again.
Dude, but, it would be really funny.
Bites the Dust again. We get Texas Death Match. We got Hangman Page versus Swerve Strickland 2. Who do you got? Do you enjoy their what happened? Didn't he like toss him off the stage or something?
Yes, dude, I fucking loved that segment, because first of all, this is what Hangman should have done last week. Should have never been in a title match. He should have just come and just spent the whole episode of Dynamite last week just looking for Swerve, like, hey, where's the guy that broke into my house and threw a shirt on my newborn baby? Instead of being like, oh, Tony wants me to work a match today, so I'm going to go defend my titles. And then instead of his friends getting mad at him for abandoning them in the middle of the match when he saw the guy that broke into his house and threatened his baby, they should have went with him and also abandoned the match. Be like, we have to go defend essentially our nephew. Do you guys give a fuck about this guy? Regardless, I love the fucking the dead eye into the table, and then he's like, I'm gonna kill you, Swerve! I'm gonna kill you, Swerve! I'm gonna kill you, Swerve! With his eyes all crazy. I was like, that is badass. That's a cowboy right there, you know? Guy should have pulled out a gun, you know? Like, fucking make Prince Nana take the gun away or something. Make Tony Khan come out with, like, police.
I was gonna say, they said, make Prince Nana take the hit, you know? Just fucking eat the bullet, you know?
Prince for Nana Swerve jumps in front of him with, like, a bulletproof vest and takes the,
yeah,
takes the shot. That'd be so awesome. That's cinema right there. Who do I got?
I'm really loving this feud.
I really love Swerve to win. I think that'd be so awesome.
I think so too.
He should wear a shirt with Hangman's baby on it to the ring. Like what Velveteen Dream used to do.
Yeah.
With like the pants. He should like wear a shirt with Hangman's baby on it. And like his wife.
Dude, yeah. Like having his baby picture with like his the crosshairs and his eyes, yeah, like that would, like, that would be fucked
up.
Dude,
like a Mother Mary picture. Like Mary holding the fucking infant child, and it's just Hangman's wife and baby with the kill shot over it. Oh my god. Dude. Also, just I don't want to criticize it too much, but does it feel like every Hangman feud ends with a Texas death match?
I mean, it's some cowboy shit right there, but I think you're right. I think it can't be the end of a Hangman feud without a Texas death match, you know?
I guess so. I guess this guy really likes Texas death matches, but I don't think he's from Texas. He is from Virginia.
What else is there on this card?
I got Swerve. I think Swerve winning is like the way to go.
I think so too.
Or
I
just
think
have Hangman win this part and then have a third, have a rubber match and have Swerve win. Really down with either. You know?
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Because once you have two, you're bound to have three.
Yeah.
Some
and
would
also,
say.
Also, avenging your child, I think it's okay to get the win. In like your gimmick match.
Yeah, I think so. Defending the honor of your baby,
yeah,
who got a T-shirt
it's
put on it.
It's not
going
to hurt Swerve
so
to lose this. Trust.
No, I think a lot of people want Swerve to lose this one for sure. Let's see. Next up on the card, we got TBS title match. I mean, who do you think? Is Chris Dantlander going to drop this title on a nothing pay-per-view?
To yes who? No?
It's either Julia Hart or Sky Blue or Red Velvet.
Oh, probably not, but it would be maybe interesting if Julia Hart won, I think. I think that they could be interesting, her. Yeah. But I don't think it'll happen, because they want this title to be in the hands of somebody who can work.
Yeah, I believe that. I love, though, how because she's part of House of Black, whenever she comes out, the crowd just starts barking at her. Like,
dude, I love Brody whenever King. The House of Black yeah. gets brought up, everyone just starts barking like Brody King is just over.
Speaking of Brody King, we got a fatal four-way for the AEW World Tag Team Champions, House of Black, FTR, Ricky Starks and Big Bill, the champions, and LFI.
God.
House of Black.
Me versus the bathroom for this match. yeah, sure. I'll take LFI then.
Because here's the thing, you know, like, who here on the Illegal Tactics universe is actually tuned in to this Ricky Starks Big Bill tag team
Nobody.
Championship
and
run?
And I don't want it to be FTR either, because they need to go feud with CM Punk and the Young Bucks.
Facts. Do you think that LFI could ever get as big as LIJ in New Japan?
No, I also don't like the name of Los Faction and Gobernables, but I really like Rush, and I really like Andrade. So I think, you know, titles are heaters. They're meant to make people seem bigger. I see no reason why not to give it to them. Might help. Yeah. Either way, it should go on a collision group. I think these are all collision groups, actually. So nothing.
I mean,
to
that's
lose.
Where the tag team title has lived yeah. is Rampage and Collision. So
fuck it. I say LFI. You got House of Black. Either would be great. I don't think it needs to be on Starks and Big Bill.
I don't think so either. But you know, speaking
please
of,
please not FTR. Me about, under the Hogwarts hat. Please not FTR. Please not FTR. Please not FTR.
Shout out, though, to FTR, because did you see that spot there where he tossed Vikingo? I'll send it to you.
Okay.
You'll see.
Okay.
We got Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. What are they called? The Golden Jets versus the Young Bucks.
Why the Golden Jets?
Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Maybe.
But, you know, it's... what is it? I think... Isn't there the stipulation where it's like, if the Young Bucks win, then Kenny and Jericho are done. If Jericho and Kenny win, then they get the tag team title shot that the Young Bucks got a couple weeks back.
I hope the Young Bucks win, because Kenny Omega gets hit with GTS backstage by a hooded assailant.
I mean, I think that also Kenny and Jericho can win, because this Young Bucks thing, it's not the best, but it could be something good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Hikaru Shida versus Toni Storm. We talked about this for a second. I also agree. Timeless Toni Storm should definitely win. Is there any, right?
No, objections yeah, Timeless there? Toni Storm. I don't know why it even went on Shida to begin with. I think maybe Saraya's contract is coming up and they didn't want to hold it out and she's going to go to WWE, because I heard WWE has interest in her.
The fourth member in Survivor Series, some would say, possibly.
Yeah, not maybe. There's not enough time. Maybe if you made like a Saraya, Bailey, Sasha faction. That would be interesting.
Something PCB. Charlotte, Becky. There's something there.
Yeah, there's something there. Like a four horsewomen faction.
The trios match between Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne versus Adam Copeland, Darby Allin, and Sting. I mean, have you been tuned in at all to anything Adam Copeland is doing in the last couple
of
weeks?
He didn't do anything on Wednesday, right? He wasn't even on the show?
No, but he was on... There was like a brawl with all six of these people on Collision, you know? But that's about it.
In classic AEW faction, you have like huge stars that just don't show up on the main show because you want an empty soft can. That's what you get, you know? You want an empty soft can? Okay, don't have the Elite every week. Don't have Adam Copeland every week. Whatever. Adam's gonna turn on Sting and Darby.
Oh, you think so?
Duh. For sure.
Okay.
And join Christian and them. Because Adam Copeland is just a fatherless man who needs a dad, just like everybody else. He needs Christian to be his dad.
That would be something. It would definitely be better than just a clean win. But I'm going with clean win, Christian Cage, all day.
It would be awesome for like him to be Christian's lackey.
Yeah, one can only hope.
It would be it would be entertaining too. It would be like a cool character, and you could build something there. You know, you can do something with that. Like AJ Styles loved being Christian's lackey in TNA.
You think it's confirmed?
Confirmed.
AJ Styles, friend of the show. Shout out.
AJ Styles, friend of the show. When he was on the Edge and Christian podcast, he talked about how much he loved being Christian's lackey in TNA. That he just had, I mean, like, there's no fun. Like, it's probably just fun to be a fucking lackey for a little bit. You're just like, yeah, blah, 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 and then you go beat up people for someone. It's goofy. It's cartoony. I think Edge would like it, you know, if he could leave his ego behind for one day.
Big ego, Adam Copeland, you know, we'll see. All right, the last two matches on the card. Both MJF. Zero Hour, you get the Guns versus MJF and TBD for the ROH Tag Champions. Who's going to be his tag partner off the top of your head?
I think he'll go at it solo again. Or solo. Samoa Joe.
I'll pick Joe, and then they lose, you know?
I think Joe wants a new ROH title.
Oh my god, I forgot. He would just vacate it if he wins it, you know?
It would have been so sick for him to have another one.
Well, is this match going to play in too much to the main event, which is MJF and Jay White for the AEW World Champion?
It's what we thought was going to happen at All In. I think it'd be really cool if Joe is part of this whole Devil CM Punk thing, you know? So at the end of the match, Joe just fucking chokes him out. Just choke out MJF, weaken him. Then at the end, I don't know, CM Punk comes out. Fuck it.
That would be so funny if they just made Joe the devil person and just had like a bigger dude in a body mask for the reveal and be like, it was me all along. But it's just like an oversized black t-shirt, you know?
Be it's so like good.
Thick neck.
It'd be,
you know?
So like, good. Be so ridiculous. But the thing is, like, would the devil, right, want Jay White to win? No. They want to torture MJF. They want to get the title from him.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, he loses the ROH titles. Just get that off of him. And then that's what I'm thinking. Adam Cole. I would love for it to be CM Punk and CM Punk and Jack Perry in the Bucks. But I'm thinking, you know, with my Tony Khan hat on, is it's just going to be Adam Cole, and he's going to be the reason, not necessarily why he wins, but I guess just like, I think MJF's going to win, beat Jay White, because you can't have somebody steal your title for 6 weeks and then just lose it. That would be insane.
Yeah.
And then just gets confronted, or, you know, boomed in the back of the head with the knee, and then it's the devil mask with Adam Cole. That's my guess to this. Mm-hmm. What about the finish of the match to you? Still think it's CM Punk's gonna come out?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta, right? If I'm gonna say that CM Punk is the fucking devil and the devil's gonna play into this main event, it's gotta be. And also, you have to protect Jay White. You can't just have this man lose clean after all this. After all this, you want to build him into something? Come on, get the devil in there. Get Adam Cole in there. Do something. Whoever the devil is, take out Jay White. Please. Please. Look, maybe we don't want main event Jay White right now, but don't kick him in the dick too hard.
That is the game that Tony Khan plays, is like, when you have people lose, like, how much, you know, heat do you actually take away from them?
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't have trust in Tony Khan. I think he's going to let Jay White. That if he won, that would be pretty crazy. But I think the people would riot.
It would be so dumb if you're going to do like a bigger storyline, especially if it's CM Punk. Come on, come back with the title and unite them and take that. MJF has to lose his title at World's End in Long Island. That's where it's happening. He's beating Jay White. 100% confirmed. I'm booking it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tony
Khan.
That
makes a lot of sense. You know, that's why you're so CM Punk pilled. You were fearing for your life.
CM Punk blocked you on Instagram. I fired him, and he blocked me, and then I rehired him so he would be my friend again. I got him so many spindrifts.
I think that's wraps up this week of professional wrestling. Is there anything left this week that you want to talk about or cover or anything?
Shout out Grayson Waller's sequence.
Let's get out of here. You can follow me Instagram, TikTok, Fibro Foodie, YouTube, Shorts, Best Food Foodies. Come hang out. Say what's up. Any plugs for you today, sir?
You can follow the both of us at Illegal Tactics Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. We are making some voiceovers, some memes, some good shit. We're popping off on Facebook, apparently, if you somehow accidentally find us there. Please check us out. If you found us from there on here, we appreciate it. We love you. And also, if you like some good, you know, brutal, sexy, vicious, disgusting, violent art, check out at kitten.puke. Fucking good ass collage shit painting. Go check it out.
Absolutely. Shout out to everyone who found us, liked us, subscribed to us from wherever you guys found us. We appreciate all of you in, you know, Germany, Canada, Kenya. We love all of you guys. Kansas City, Missouri. We got some Kentucky in there.
Hell yeah.
We got some California. Got a lot of California over here. So shout out to all of you lovely listeners.
Thank you, Kenya.
You know, go watch some wrestling, enjoy Full Gear, and we will catch you here next week.
Peace out, buddy.